Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is indeed my honor to have one of a doyen of the advertising world, Mr. Ambi Parmeshwaran, with me. Ambi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for having me on your show. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Ambi is from IIT. From IIM Calcutta. He has been a senior advertising professional for 25 years with FCB Ulka. He's worked on several iconic brands. He mentors brands and startups. But most importantly, what I like the most is he's a published author of several books. So, Ambi, tell me a little bit about what you would say are the three key milestones in your career.
In terms of career, I think it starts before I started my career. The first was to take a decision to join a relatively unknown agency in 1979, mm-hmm. instead of chasing the usual Unilever and the, you know, those days Godrej and Nestle and Madura Coat. So that was the first thing that put me on one path.
Right.
The second would probably be the decision to leave advertising, get into marketing, because I wanted to know how the other side looked like. So I spent 5 years with Boots and then 2 years with UDI Yellow Pages. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, got back into advertising. And I think in advertising, the probably one big tipping point for me was the agency winning the Tata Motors account, mm-hmm. in 1998. That was a tipping point for me in terms of my own career growth, as well as for the agency. It turned out to become our largest account in 2 years. And we did some great work over a span of more than 10 years for that client.
Amazing.
So these could be roughly, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know,
sure.
stories. Yeah.
So let's come to advertising. You know, I've seen advertising closely in my career over the years. You've been part of advertising. And yet, I remember, you know, when I was in ITC, Kokan Mukherjee was one of the most sought after people, and he was always partying. And then came this series called Mad Men, which gave a different perspective. So for our viewers and listeners, tell me, is the advertising world something that we see in Mad Men?
Well, Mad Men was, of course, set in the 60s in America.
Correct.
When, you know, I think it's vilifies advertising, but in fact, drinking in office was common in all industries, not just advertising. It was probably common in accounting and finance and every industry. It was common. And the kind of womanizing was also common in all industries. So, maybe it kind of vilifies, but also glamorizes advertising.
Okay.
So if you look at, you know, it said this is genius, creative guy who will come with one line, mm-hmm. and you'll appreciate it more for Lucky Strike saying it's toasted. Mm-hmm. No. And the client said, what do you mean? All cigarettes are toast. No, but he says, we'll say mm-hmm. it's toasted. And it's a real campaign, right? It was a real campaign for Lucky Strike, which made Lucky Strike into a huge brand, saying, you know, we don't use ordinary tobacco, we toast it, and therefore toasted tobacco. So great genius guys who think of something and write about it. So in India also we had, I would say, a phase probably from the 50s, 60s and 70s, which dominated by the theater wallahs.
Hmm.
You know, they were the guys who could act out a film in front of a client and sing and dance and do all kinds of stuff. Alec Padamsi is the most well-known archetype of that variety. But around mid and late 70s, this started changing. And in fact, Alec, in fact, writes about it in his own book that Lint has started seeing a different breed of managers in their client Unilever, and of course in ITC as well. And these were guys were asking a lot of questions on what is the strategy, what is the platform, what is this, what is that. And so Lint was one of the early agencies which said, look, we need to match these kind of nerds with nerds on our side, you know, can match these guys. So they went to the IIMs around mid 70s. And I think that was a time when the first IIM advertising startup Rediffusion was coming up. So they started hiring from IIM Ahmedabad and IIM Calcutta. Jada Walter Thompson, HTA followed, Clarion followed, all these agencies followed. So then around the late 70s to 80s and right through 80s was a time I would call the MBA era in Indian advertising. All the agencies had MBAs from the top business schools. Some of them actually went on to head the agency in the 90s, like some of your friends and our own friends. And then came the next era, which was the quote unquote, the Hindi walas.
Correct.
And they started writing ads in Hindi and presenting them in Hindi. So in a sense, we're back to the same, that, you know, the creative guys now want to meet the client. You know, the idea of bringing in MBAs into advertising was to protect the creative people from the client onslaught.
Correct.
The client onslaught is supposed to be handled by the MBA types.
Correct.
And the creative guys are told, yeah, you guys do your stuff. We'll go and sell it for you. We'll help you sell it. But in the last 10 years, that has changed. And the creative guys say, no, we want to meet the clients. Good, bad, ugly, but that's the way the industry has changed. So it moved from the theater types to the MBA types to the creative types. And now the quants have come in. Right, the digital guys have come in, the quants have come in, and the typical creative guys don't understand anything about quants. So they're at C. And agencies are trying to struggle with this whole thing on how to get the act together, because a lot of pieces which were with the agency have all floated away into specialist units. How to bring all that back? That's a struggle. It's an ongoing struggle.
I agree. And yet, you know, when you look at it, from the time, as you said, the cinema period, there was the cinema, there was print media, and there was television, to today, when it seems to have gone into every possible device and micro-targeting has gone into every single home, what are your thoughts on the amount of, on the degree of depth that has come into advertising by being able to target me as an individual based on technology?
Yeah, so, okay, there is a bit of a confusion here, right? I mean, you know, I can target you, but I don't know whether you'll buy because of that messaging, right? So the big problem in marketing today is attribution. Now, what do you attribute it to? Just because, you know, I went and searched for, let's say, Will's lifestyle on Google, does it mean the search advertising works? Or is it because I saw the billboard on my way home, or I passed an outlet, or I saw an ad in the newspaper or the magazine? So attribution is a big problem. So though companies are trying to manage that and trying to say, look, can you attribute each sale to something? So these are the areas where clients and brands and agencies are trying to figure out what will work. The problem with digital is you get a huge overweighting of the last mile. And you're underweighting all that happens before that last mile. And so companies have to watch out on how to weigh this. And digital agencies are getting their act together. I think the media agencies are doing a lot of this kind of stuff, you know, which what we call market mix modeling. The only way to do it is to run huge experiments, run continuous experiments, and keep feeding it back into your algorithm. So a client of ours a few years ago called in this market mix modeling agency and spent probably 30, 40 lakhs to study one particular market and say, these are the inputs and what happened. And finally, lo and behold, they discovered television advertising works. Now I said, look, you could have given me the 30 lakhs. I would have taken 10 lakhs and told you television advertising will work. But what? He said, nahi yaar, karna tha. You know, we had to do this. We have done it. Now we know television advertising, what works for our brand. We'll continue to invest in television. Right. So, but then problem in India is data. Right? Do we have data? Are we willing to share data? You know, what kind of data, what kind of granularity do we have? And like, I think it's been written that every single district in India behaves somewhat differently.
Correct.
So do you have, you know, granular data of that type? Is a challenge. If you can have the data, yeah, you can actually target micro target messages. And as you said, there are today a lot of brands which have come up, which are what we call digital native brands.
Correct.
They don't advertise anywhere else except on the digital medium, and they are successful.
Right.
But being digital native is not everyone's cup of tea.
True. And, you know, moving to the next stage of, say, influencing the minds of the consumer. I mean, for years we have used cricketers, Bollywood stars, etc. They're still being used. But yet there's this incredible new breed of what is called influencers who have now come in. What is your thought as someone who's got so much experience in this industry of suddenly these young people coming in with YouTube influencers and TikTok influencers, et cetera, et cetera? What are they doing?
Yeah, you know, I think influencer marketing works. if you're very clear who your influencer is and how clean is your influencer. You know, a lot of these influencers talk of 1 million followers and a lot of it is humbug. You know, there are no real, I mean, you can actually buy, I think, 1,000 followers for $1 or something like that. You know, there are enough, you know, agencies will tell you that you can buy that. So how good is your, how genuine is the influencer? How genuine is the, so today they talk of not just number of followers, but how sticky are they? You know, what is the degree of interaction they have with you? You know, do they like your posts? Do they comment on your post? Do they share your post? So if you can do that, if you can do that intelligently, then you can actually get influencers to help you. Also, some of the influencers one I've been talking to is that they're also clear that they don't want to promote anything and everything.
Mm.
So they say, look, this brand doesn't have a fit with me. I am more a fun kind of a person. What am I going to do with a pressure cooker? You know, it doesn't work. You know, I don't mind cookie. I don't mind wafer chips. I don't mind chewing gum. I don't mind Coke, Pepsi. But pressure cooker, me, no, it doesn't work. So some of them are being very, very, very selective and what they do. But smart companies are figuring out that you need to have influencers. You need to use them intelligently and also monitor what happens. Also, I was reading an interview that some of these hotel companies get 10 letters, 10 emails from influencers every day,
mm-hmm.
saying, I want to go and check out your Pune property. I want to go and check out your Goa property. So they say, now we have stopped entertaining anyone.
Okay.
So we don't entertain anyone who reaches out to us.
Yeah.
We figure out whom to go to and we go to them. So again, the area is a little murky.
Yeah, interesting. And so one more question for you on advertising. You know, advertising as a career was always very, very sought after when I was growing up. And it, you know, and you were just like, then the MBS came in and then the, you know, the quants came in. Are young people still looking for careers in advertising?
I think so. You know, when I was president of Advertising Club, mm-hmm. this is about more than 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
We were celebrating our 50th anniversary. So I came out with a little book, you know, which was written by Anita Asharan saying 50 careers in advertising,
mm-hmm.
right? And we actually identified 50 different careers in advertising. It could be voiceover artist, you know, proof checking, studio artist, account executive, you know, 50 careers,
mm-hmm.
clearly articulated. Right? Mm-hmm. Today, I think there'll be more than 100 careers in advertising,
mm-hmm.
100, you know? So the opportunities are really vast. And I think a lot of young people are still getting interested in advertising because let's be clear, maybe the MBAs from IIM, Ahmedabad, Bangalore, Calcutta are not coming into advertising because the starting salary is not good enough.
Okay.
And that's a problem the industry started facing 15 years ago when our starting salary was stuck and the starting salary of FMCG and all that started shooting up. But even today, a lot of smart engineers and even smart IIM graduates move to advertising after 10 years
mm-hmm.
of working in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are still some MBAs coming into advertising and there are a whole breed of other people are coming into advertising. There are different reasons, right? One is to build career in advertising. A lot of creative people see that, you know, advertising is a stepping stone to movies and today television production. Like, you know, we had at one point of time, I remember Government of India National Award, three awards were won by FCD Ulka alumni,
wow.
right? The best children film director was Nitish Tiwari, who started his career in FCD Ulka. The best Marathi film, Natrang, directed by Ravi Jadhav, again started his career in FCD Ulka as a visualizer. And third was best documentary, won by Mamta Murthy, who started her career as an account executive trainee.
Okay.
Right? So, and I think this has continued. So a lot of creative people come into advertising, learn the art of writing, of, you know, movies, etc. And they go out and become very successful movies. So I think, because, you know, movie industry doesn't have a formal training ground.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas advertising has that. Advertising disciplines you. That you have to tell a story in 30 seconds.
Right.
You have to tell a story in 20 lines.
Yeah.
You know, so it gives you tremendous discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn that, and then you go out and you make movies. And as you know, I have this little quiz which I ask when I do my Nawab Noodles talk,
uh-huh.
saying, which is the biggest contribution? Who's the person who's the biggest contribution of Indian advertising to the world of Indian movies? And a lot of people struggle and they give names like Prasoon Joshi or Malki. They're all right. But the biggest name, of course, is Satyajit Ray. Mm. Satyajit Ray was the art director, founder of Clarion Advertising. And Ashutosh, you know, they worked on a lot of your ITC brands. And then Satyajit Ray went on to make Pather Panchali. So a lot of creative people still come because they want to learn the skills and learn the tools. And then they go out to make movies. Today, a lot of quants are coming, which is interesting because a lot of, especially in the media side of the business, a lot of data which can be analyzed. So a lot of quants are coming in. Digital, of course, a lot of technical, you know, coders are coming in, you know, to create interesting websites and interesting tools. So I think the whole ecosystem is kind of expanded very nicely. Interestingly, the problem is in India, we are still a very under-advertised economy. 20 years ago, when I did some analysis, I found Indian advertising as a part of GDP spend. It's about 0.38 or 4%, right? And now it's still in the 0.4% league. Whereas places like Indonesia, Malaysia are at 1.2%, America is 1.5%, the whole of Europe is about 1%. So we still have a lot of headroom to grow the advertising business. A lot of like we've seen in the last 6 months during the lockdown, a lot of new brands have come up, you know, the entire EdTech brand, the health tech brands have all come up. So a lot more. I think a lot of exciting things are happening in the world of advertising. Yeah.
So let me move on now. You know, you're a published author. You've just released a new book, which I see behind you, titled Spring. Tell me a little bit about this book.
Spring is about facing rejection and how do you bounce back from rejection? So, you know, I've written, this is my 10th book. The last one I wrote was Sponge, which is leadership lessons I learned from my clients. And the previous one was Nawab Noodles is 50 years of changing society through the lens of advertising. Okay. So with Sponge and with Spring, I'm trying to address a slightly wider issue on leadership and also how, you know, we're living in challenging times and we're going to be facing rejection, failures, you know, more often. And my own little hypothesis is the younger people today, especially the urban upper income group people are younger people, I'm calling 25 to 35 as young, are kind of mollycoddled and they get very disturbed when they don't get what they want. And this book is kind of a vaccine to help them become a little bit stronger in what they do. And it was actually triggered by a question I was asked in a talk I gave 2 years ago. So the book has actually been in the works for 2 years, though it's coming out at this time.
Okay.
It should have come out probably 4 months earlier.
Mm.
But yeah, so I look forward to, you know, young people benefiting from this book. You know, Ashutosh, you write books and you written several books. I think the real recognition we can get, yes, you can, you know, get royalty or whatever, you can get bestseller list. The real recognition is someone walks up to you at a forum, at a talk and say, you know, I got interested in advertising because I read your book. And that's, you know, that's like the biggest compliment I can get. And unfortunately for me, that has happened several times where people walk up and youngsters walk up and say, sir, I didn't know anything about advertising. I read your book. You know, I found very interesting. You know, I've joined advertising and I'm working in this ad agency or working with this media company. So that's the biggest record. So I think if young people read this and figure out how to become more stronger in how to face rejection, I think my job would have been done.
Fantastic. I mean, you know, I think this is the whole process of giving back that people of your and my vintage needs to do for all the other people. And as far as books are concerned, royalty is never big enough. It's the legacy that you're leaving behind. That's much more important.
True.
And thank you for doing such amazing.
Very true.
So I've got time for a few personal questions.
Okay.
My first question is, where do you draw your inspiration from? I mean, you had such incredible successes.
Well, you've been a client. So my inspiration comes from the very smart clients I've worked with. You know, some of them are still very good friends. So one is that. And of course, I've had incredible bosses, you know, whether it was start off with, you know, Subhash Chakravarti and Ajit Balakrishnan, Arun Nanda, Rediffusion, and then of course Anil Kapoor for many, many years.
Yeah.
Worked very closely. And of course, my great bunch of colleagues in NFC Vulka, Arvind, Shashi, Nitin, Nagesh, had Chax as a creative partner for more than 5 years. And of course, some of them I still work with, you know, Kinjal Med, Gauri, Kavita, you know, those people I work with on projects. But they all inspire me. They are also critical of me at time. They say, look, you know, this is not on, but they encourage me on what I do. And that's what, you know, keeps you going.
Okay. That's fantastic. So my next question to you is, what does success mean to you?
Success is, cannot be, you know, because success means you have a good night's sleep, that, you know, you think you have added value to someone that day. So the value could be to a coach whom you've given some new inputs, or to a company where you're given a new idea. Last night, you know, I was the small thing, right? And I was going through my Twitter feed. I saw something and I saw the ad. I said, hey, this is an interesting ad. You know, this will be of use to one of the young companies I'm mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it to this girl and said, look, are you aware of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
So then she said, what do you think of the ad?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you think? Mm-hmm. You know, so at 9 o'clock, we were getting into a little bit of discussion on that. So that's a value. You know, you try to add value. And I also am an adjunct professor. I am an adjunct professor of marketing at SPGMR.
Mm-hmm.
So I teach buyer behavior, you know, I teach consumer behavior, I teach integrated marketing communication. I collaborate with them, I write articles. So then again, you're trying to add value to the young people you come in touch with. And I think that's one way of call it giving back. But I think more than giving back, it's also keeping yourself mentally active, Ashutosh. You know, I also see people not doing anything, and I don't think I can be ever not doing anything.
Absolutely. That I completely agree with you. So my next question to you is, and I've got time for two more questions. If you, Ambi, were a role model to millions of children who closely followed your life choices, what is the one thing you would change in yourself?
All of us feel we have lived a perfect life, right? We've done the right thing at the right time. And maybe I would have developed, you know, a passion for something in addition to writing. And I started writing 20 years ago.
Right.
Maybe I would have taken up some sports, you know, maybe, you know, I started actually at the age of 64, I said, I need to learn swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned swimming and now I'm missing that like hell, right? So maybe I should have gone into swimming or something like that earlier. Otherwise, I think I've probably tried to do whatever I can best. Maybe I should have not done too much. So many things which I'm doing now. Maybe do a few things more intensely.
Okay.
But yeah, but no regrets here. I think it's been okay.
Yeah. A life well lived. So, and my last question to you, and this relates automatically and logically to the pandemic. How are you rethinking your life in the new world order?
I think, you know, what has been a revelation to me is the way we have been able to use technology to continue our operation. Like I coach my clients, someone in Malaysia, someone who actually sits in an office, you know, 1 kilometer away. I'm having sessions with them on my computer. I'm teaching a class of 60, 70, 100 people, you know, sitting here. So that's got to be a learning for me. You know, how can I leverage this technology to do more, to help more people in more ways? Like, you know, someone calling me from Bhubaneswar saying, you know, I've got this little cosmetic company. Can you help me? Yeah. Come on, you know, come on Zoom. Let's do a 1 hour call.
Yeah.
So this is going to happen more and more. So what's going to happen is we're going to see a lot of the leveling happening. I think our domain are going to open up. Of course, you will also have people sitting abroad wanting to consult with Indian companies.
Correct.
But since we are here, we have so much depth of knowledge and we can make use of our time much more productively, I think, thanks to this, what we've learned through the pandemic. And hopefully we will start traveling. Right now, you know, I'm doing board meetings on Zoom. I'm doing coaching mentoring on Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm doing classes on Zoom. And I think some of this will stay.
Right.
Of course, we will start traveling because there's nothing like face-to-face meeting.
Correct.
nothing like building a social capital for your company. Work from home is good, but it may not be a permanent solution. I think that's been a learning. That's been kind of a tipping point, because we never knew that we could achieve so much, you know, sitting from home.
Absolutely right. I mean, thank you very much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. Tremendous learning. And I wish Spring lots of success.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashutosh. Thank you for having me on your show. And thank you for your best wishes. And I do hope you're doing great work. So let me wish your podcast platform all the very best going forward.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. Thank you, viewers, for joining.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.